Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. In this episode, God by itself is a reference to myself. Ezekiel 18, verse 21. Ezekiel 18:21. But if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he hath committed, and keep all my statutes, and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. He shall not die. 1 Corinthians 15:24. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power, for he, God, must reign. He shall have delivered up the kingdom to God. That's the duty of the Pope. He should deliver the kingdom of God up to God. Or deliver it to God, give it to God. Luke 6:38. Give, and it shall be given to you. The commandment to God, give. The word to God, it shall be given to you. The question, what should God give and what shall be given to God in return? Psalm 68:33. God, he does send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. God gives his voice. He sends his voice out to the Pope and all Gentiles. Exodus 19:19. And God answered him by a voice. I have answered the word of the Lord, all caps, by a voice and by my own voice. He doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. God answered him, the Lord, all caps, by a voice. God has given an answer to the word of the Lord, all caps. Nehemiah 9:12-19. To give them light. God is to give them, the Gentiles, including the Pope, light in the way wherein they should go. He is to show them light or knowledge, and the way wherein they should go. Acts 10:6. He God, shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. Revelation Revelation 1 and 1. God is to, and he does, and he has, and he is, showing his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And I have been doing that for some time now. And I am doing that in this episode. Now, well, God has given to his servant, he's given his voice, given his word to his servants. Now, what shall his servant do? The question is set in Mark 12:15. Mark 12:15. The question is, shall we, the Gentiles, give, or shall we not give? And, of course, the sitting living hope is included in that we. Shall we give, or shall we not give? That's a question of interest. What does the word of the Lord, all caps, say? 1 Chronicles 16:35. And this is a right belonging to the people, that we may give thanks to thy God, holy name, and glory in thy praise. I now set forth four rights belonging to God in me. 2 Chronicles 1:11. Thou, God, mayest judge my people, says the Lord, all caps. Thou, God, may judge my people. Next right belonging to God, Deuteronomy 2:31. Thou, God, mayest inherit his land. So God may inherit whose land? God may inherit the land belonging to, or the land of the Lord, all caps. And we'll see more about that as we go on. Joshua 20:4. They shall take him into the city to them and give. Give him a place that he may dwell among them. The right belonging to God. God may dwell among them, the people. and Ecclesiastes 2, verse 16. Ecclesiastes 2:26. The right belonging to God, he, God, may give to him that is good before him. He, God, may give to him that is good before him. The rule of God, Revelation 21, verse 7. Verse 7 of Revelation 21. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I say at this time, all things, the phrase all things takes on a broader meaning now. All things has been a reference to the things composed by God. Now all things will refer to all the things belonging to God. Okay. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. On the subject of overcoming, the word of the Lord all caps says to me, 1 John 2, verses 13 and 14. The word of the Lord all caps says, ye have overcome the wicked one. Ye are strong, and the word of God abided in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. The word of the Lord all caps see God as the overcomer. Job 2, verse 4. All that a man has will he give for his life. In answer to the above Mark 12:15 question, shall we give or shall we not give, this question is relevant. Luke 10:26. What is written in the law? The question is asked, shall we give or shall we not give? The relevant question here, what is written in the law with regard to giving? This commandment, Mark 12, verse 17, is written in the law. Render to God the things that are God's. All the things that belong to the Lord, all caps, God, are to be rendered to to God. I say at the beginning that the that the mentioning of God by itself is a reference to myself. Render to God the things that are God. I say to the Pope, as this commandment says to the Pope, render to God the things that are God. Judges 8:25. And as in response to the commandment, render to God the things that are God, the voice of the people says, we will willingly give the things that belong to God, to God. We will willingly give. That is to say, we Gentiles, Pope included, will willingly give the things belonging to God, to God. As coming from one God to another. But only one remains God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. The things of God knoweth no man. That statement, as written, is an anastrophe. And what is an anastrophe? It is an inversion. It is a statement that is not written in the huge order. So the statement reads here in the Authorized Version, the things of God knoweth no man. The correct order, or a proper order, is no man knoweth the things of God. No man being a nickname for God in the Authorized Version. No man knows the things belonging to God. That is the interpretation of that statement. No man knows a thing belonging to God. The word of the Lord, all caps, says to Acts 3:6, Acts 1:8, and Luke 10:9. Acts 3:6. The Lord all caps says to me. That is to say, the Lord all caps says to God. Such as I have, give I thee. And Acts 1:8. Ye shall receive power. You, God, shall receive power. Such as I have, give I thee. You, God, shall power. Luke 10:19. I give to you power. So the statement is, such as I have, such as I, the Lord, all caps, have, give I thee, God. You, God, shall receive power. I, the Lord, all caps, gives to you power. Thus we have written in the law, in Psalm 62:11. Power belongeth to God. Power belongeth to God. The Lord, all caps, has said, I give you power. Power belongs to God. Power belonged to the Lord, all caps. The Lord, all caps, gives his power to God in me. Psalm 89:7. God is greatly to be feared. God is to be feared greatly. God is to be feared. Revelation 19:10. Worship God. God is to be feared. Worship God. The word is to the servant of God. The word is to all the people, Pope included. The word of the Lord, all caps, says to me, Psalm 76:7-11. Psalm 76:7. Word of the Lord, all caps there. Thou, even thou, art to be feared. Bring presence to him that ought to be feared. The commandment to the servant of God. Bring presence to him that is to be feared. The word of the Lord, all caps, says to me, Psalm 82:8. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Psalm 67:4. Oh, let the nation be glad and sing for joy. Then the word of the Lord, all caps, speaks to me. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Commandment to the people, to the Pope, to all the rulers, Ezekiel 47:23. ye shall give him, God, his inheritance. We just read from the law. The little all caps speaking to God, saying, thou shalt inherit all nations. Now we have the commandment to the Gentiles, the Pope, you shall give him, God, his inheritance. So I say to the Pope and all monarchs, rulers among the Gentiles, give me my inheritance. Proverbs 3:6 to the Pope, the people, in all thy ways acknowledge him, God, and he, God, shall direct thy path. God is to judge, God is to govern, God is to direct the paths of the Gentiles. And of the nations. Revelation 14:7. Fear God and keep, fear God and give glory to him. Fear God and give glory to him. That's Revelation 14:7. In Ecclesiastes 12:13, the law says, fear God and keep his commandments. The Lord all caps promises God a thing in 2 Chronicles 1, verse 12. And that promise is, I, the Lord all caps, will give thee riches and wealth and honor. Second Samuel 22, verse 50. That is, I say it, 2 Samuel 22, verse 52. Therefore, I will give thanks to thee. Ecclesiastes 2, verse 8. I, the Lord, all caps, gathered me also silver and gold. simply that the two facts, I made me, I the Lord, all caps, made me garden and orchid. And I planted trees in them of all kinds of fruits. Verse 7, same chapter. I got me servants and maidens and had servants born in my house. Also I had great possessions. Haggai chapter 2, verse 8. And Daniel 11:42. The Lord all caps says, the silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord all caps of hosts. Daniel 11:43. He, God, shall have power over the treasures of gold and of silver. Joel 3, verse 9. The Lord all caps says to me, ye have taken my silver and my gold and have carried into your temples my goodly pleasant things. Now, Mark 14, and I believe it's 47. Mark 14:14. The word of the Lord all caps says, the scriptures must be fulfilled. So, as I have gone through these and come to this point, I say, the scriptures must be fulfilled. Just as the one that I just read, Joel 3:5, ye God have taken my silver and my gold and have carried it to your temples, my goodly pleasant thing. That is a thing that must be fulfilled, as well as these other things. Thou shalt inherit all nations. Okay. And whatever is not already fulfilled, it must be fulfilled. The scriptures must be fulfilled. And that has to do with things that I'm reading, whether on this episode or not, that I point out and bring forth. Psalm 47:8. The scripture says, God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. Render the things that are God to God. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The scripture must be fulfilled. His holiness, as we know, is a reference to the Pope. Here we read, God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. His holiness is to give all the things belonging to his holiness to God. The throne of his holiness is included in that. Therefore, we have the statement, God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The scripture must be fulfilled. Ecclesiastes 21, verse 26. Ezekiel 21, 26. And we read, thus saith the Lord God, remove the diadem and take off the crown. And who is wearing the diadem? Remove the diadem and take off the crown from the head of the Pope. Exalt him that is low, and abase him that is high. The Pope has come into condemnation. The word of the Lord Almighty says, exalt him, God, that is low, and abase him, the sitting living Pope that is high. And here's a statement in the following verse. Until he come proves right, it is. And I'm not connecting this statement to. Well, it is. Until he comes, who's right, it is. According to the word of the Lord, all caps, God, in God has a right to reign. God has a right to rule. God has a right to judge. God has been called to reign over the Gentiles. Romans 15, verse 12 speaks of he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. And of course, we know that through the teaching that I have put forth, that, as I said earlier, God has been called to reign. God has been called by the Lord, all caps. Called to reign. He has a right to reign. He has a right, God has a right to judge and rule the Gentiles. Legal right. God has come. The statement goes on to say, till he come whose right it is, and I will give it. Okay? We just saw the preceding verse that the verse coming before that statement. It is ordered that the diadem be removed and the crown be removed from the head of the Pope. Let's continue. Revelation 6:2. And a crown was given to him. A crown was given to him, God. The crown is, well, let's say it like this, the Pope is decrowned, and the crown is given to God. Psalm 21, verse 3. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. The crown, or the Pope is decrowned. The crown is given to God. The crown of pure gold is set on God's head. Exodus 7:9. Here we have a statement. Take thy rod. The Pope gives his rod to God. He says to God, take thy rod, or the word of God says, the word of the Lord, all caps to God, take thy rod. 1 Samuel 26:11. Take now, 1 Samuel 26:11, I pray thee, take thou now the spear that is at his bolster. Okay. Render to God the things that are God's. We see the crown coming from God to God. It's the kingdoms, and I'll speak on that in a moment. Revelation 6:4. Power was given to him, to God, and there was given to him a great sword, and the things that are being given to God are coming from the Pope. There was given to them God a great sword, the sword belonging to the Pope. Psalm 94, verse 1. O Lord, all caps, God, to whom vengeance belongeth. Then the statement, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth. Show thyself. And of course, I have a Lord has shown myself. I have made myself known to the papacy, to the Pope, to the Gentiles. Vengeance was a thing of the Lord, all caps. Vengeance becomes a thing of God. Psalm 94, what, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth? Show thyself, and it has been done. I have shown myself. I have made myself known to the people, to the Gentiles, to the Pope, the papacy. And we have a few more. I have a few more things here. Render the end. 1 Peter 4:7. The end of all things is at hand. What is the end of all things? What is the end? And what do we mean by end? E-N-D. End is that which is expected or desired. Okay. Or let's say it like this. End, E-N-D here, is what is desired or hoped for. The purpose. What is desired, what is hoped for? What is the purpose concerning all things? By all things here, as I said earlier, we're speaking about all things belonging to God. And that is all things belonging to the Lord, all caps. The commandment says, render to God the things that are God. Render the things that are God to God. Let me read that statement again on 12:17, so I can say it right. Mark 12:17. Render to God the things that are God. Render to God the things that are the Lord, all caps. That's what the statement is saying. And the end. What is the end of all things? Is that the end of all things? Is that end? What is desired? What is hoped for? As we approach the end, let me read Revelation 11, verses 15 and 17. Keeping in mind, end of all things to that end. Revelation 11:15-17. The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord. Okay, that's an end that is hoped for. The kingdom of this world, the Gentile kingdoms, are become the kingdom of our Lord. And Lord here spells capital L, small h, O-R-E. Lord there is a reference to God. a reference to myself. So we read, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord, and he, God, shall reign forever and ever. We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. And we keep in mind these things of the statement, the scriptures must be fulfilled. Render all things to God, the scriptures must be fulfilled. Matthew 10, verse 8. Matthew 10, 8. Freely, the word of God, the word of the Lord, all caps, speaks to the Pope, the monarchs among the Gentiles, the rulers, saying, freely ye have received, freely give. Commandment to the Pope and all rulers among the Gentiles. Freely you have received, freely give. I, God, have put this information out here on Blog Talk Radio, on the internet. Free. Freely. Free. The Gentiles, in response and in answer to God, are to give freely the things that they are obligated by law to give. Freely you have received, freely give. All right, and we're talking about the end. That's one of the ends there that I read in the statement in Revelation. Okay. End. The end can be seen in 2 Corinthians 5:18. Second Corinthians 5:18. All things are of God. All things are belonging to God. All of things render to God the things that are God. Render the things belonging to God to God. All things are of God. All things are belonging to God. The scriptures must be fulfilled. This is an end statement. What is desired, what is hoped for, in response to the commandment. The commandment of Mark 12, verse 17, render to God the things that are God's. And Job 1:12. So we have the kingdoms of God, of this world have become the kingdoms of the Lord God. Lord spelled capital L, small case, O-R-D. The end being all things are belonging to God. 2 Corinthians 5:18. Job 1:12. We speak more of the end, Job 1:12. All that he has is in thy power. All that the Lord, all caps, has is in my power. The scriptures must be fulfilled. That is an end statement. Okay, and 1 Corinthians 3:21 and 22. The word of the Lord all caps there. All things are yours. All are yours. These are end statements. What is desired, what is expected, what is hoped for. Okay, and I guess I'm back on, okay? Let me interrupt here and say we have a caller. I have a caller here. I wonder if the caller wants to say something. Hello, 803? Caller, you're on air.
Yes. 803. Hello? Yes, hello.
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, yes. Oh, I'm just listening.
Okay.
Okay.
You didn't want to say anything? Pardon me?
Oh, no. I'm just listening.
Okay, I'll continue then.
Okay.
All right, thank you. And we're speaking about the end of all things. Is at hand, and I'm giving it to you in the statement on the kingdoms from Revelation 14, I believe, in the statement 2 Corinthians 5:18, all things are God, are of God, all things are belong to God, and that means these things that have that the Lord all caps, the papacy, the Pope owns, possesses, these things have been transferred, these things have been given. These things have been handed over to God. Okay? Yeah. And we stopped at 1 Corinthians 3:21 and 22, where the Lord, the word of the Lord, all caps says, all things are yours, and all things are. All are yours, okay? All things are yours, and all are yours. These are end statements. These scriptures are to be fulfilled. The Pope, Gentile rulers are to see that these statements are fulfilled. Luke 15:31. The word of the Lord all caps says, all that I have is thine. Another end statement. All that I have is thine. In obedience to the commandment, render the things that are God to God. All things are, all that I have is thine. Another statement, John 17:10. The word of the Lord, all caps, says to all mine are thine. Now, The Lord, all caps, has people, the Gentiles. The Gentiles are the people of the Lord, all caps. The Gentiles are the people of the Pope, okay? People belonging to the Pope, all right? The statement says, all mine are thine. So we've spoken about the nations belonging to the Lord, all caps. We've spoken about the sword. We've spoken about the gold and the silver belonging to the Lord, all caps. We've spoken about praise, glory, power. All of these things are to be given to God. And some of them have been in fact, these things must be done, what? In reality. They must be done in reality. Okay, Isaiah 63:19. All of these are end statements now. Isaiah 63. Isaiah 63:19. 63:19. We are thine, the word of the Lord, all captives. We are thine. The scripture must be fulfilled. The Gentiles have submitted themselves to me. They have submitted themselves to God and me. We are thine. And in Isaiah 64:9, the statement of the word, the statement of the Lord, all caps, is to me, we are all thy people. We are all thy people. We are thine. All mine are thine. End statements. Okay. And Psalm 119:91. Listen to this. The word of the Lord, all caps, says to me, all are thy servants. Okay? All are thy servants. We just read, we are thine. We are all thy people. Now we read, all are thy servants. The Gentiles are the servants of God. The Gentiles must submit themselves to God. Okay? Now, those are end statements. The end statements can be seen in these scriptures. Revelation 11, that's at 14, but it's chapter 11. Revelation 11:15-17. 1 Corinthians 3:21-22. 2 Corinthians 5:18. Luke 14:17. I didn't read that, but it says, come, for all things are now ready. God has already come. Okay, and let's see. Isaiah 45:19. The word of the Lord, all caps, says, I declare things that are right. Now, and as I've said all along in this program, this episode, that these statements are to be fulfilled. These statements are prophetic statements. They are to be fulfilled. Prophecy is a part of law. Okay? Prophecy, Bible prophecy, is a part of law. And I point out the prophetic statements and the fulfillments of them. Now, these things, the fulfillment of these things that I've given you today is expected and is so ordered by the word of the Lord of Kings. Now, one more statement here. Isaiah 54:3. Isaiah 54:3. The word of the Lord saith to me, thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles. Now you heard the statement from the Lord, all caps saying, we are all thy people, we are all thy servants. Now the statement says, thy seed, speaking about my seed, my children, thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, or my heir. My heir shall inherit. My heir, a seed of mine, shall inherit the Gentiles. That's coming on down from me. Because one from one of my own shall follow me. And that heir inherits the Gentiles and all the other things of God. So I hope the program, the information has been clear. The end of all things, that you can see what's going on here from the commandment, render the things that are God, render the things of God to God. And I gave you a list of some of the things. You know, everything was not named, of course, obviously, but enough. The people belonging to the Lord, all caps, the wealth and riches of the Lord, all caps, temple, the house. I don't think I read that statement. But anyway, all the possessions of the Pope are to be handed over to God, including the people of the Pope, who are the Gentiles, who go by the alias white. White people. Their biblical name and their name from the past, from the days of old, is Gentiles. So they are still Gentiles. The Bible says, remember that ye were Gentiles. So if they were Gentiles, they are still Gentiles today, operating under an alias, white, as in white people. So, the Bible is a law book, and all this law that I'm setting forth, I mean, that's easy to see. That's not even debatable. The Bible is a law book. It is used in religion, but it is a law book, and now is the time for that law. The law is in operation now. In times past, the law of God was not in operation because God hadn't come. Now that God is here, making himself known, doing the work of God from Bible content, passing the test for God, the law is open, the law is in effect, and I'm speaking about the law of God. And, of course, the law of God comes from the Lord, all caps, but the law is in effect and shall remain in effect, according to the Bible, forever. This is the program for today. Join me again next week for another episode of Lawmasters, Law of God broadcast. So that's it for today.